Today's Shi'ez Masechta Erev and Daf Samech Ches. We will begin on Daf Samech Zayin on the base, 7 lines from the bottom. Hahu Yinuka. When we learned Masechta Shabbos, we learned extensively that in the time of Chazal, when they would do a bris milah, they would wash the baby with hot water, both before the bris and after the bris, and it was considered absolutely essential to the success of the bris to have that washing done. So begins our Gemara, Hu Yinuka, there was this baby that they had to make a bris milah. The shtapi chamime, the hot water which they had prepared for the bris, spilled. And the question was, is there any way to get hot water to where the bris is taking place? Rava told the family of this baby, Aisle chamime migoy besoi. Bring hot water from my home. And like that, we'll be able to have hot water for this bris. So there's a very big machlokes rishonim, how to understand what happened here. So Rashi explains that with, again, speaking about a baby whose bris was supposed to take place on Shabbos, and they prepared hot water from before Shabbos, and that water spilled out. And what we're speaking about here, according to Rashi, is that we're before the bris. And now the question is, if they can have the hot water, they'll do the bris. But if they're going to have to be Mechal Shabbos in order to get to the hot water, then they have no right to make the bris. But, says Rashi, if they had hot water to wash the baby before the bris, and they did the bris, and afterwards the hot water spilled out, then certainly they would be allowed to warm up water and bring it. Because in their world, a child, in everybody's world, a child after the bris is a chayel sheyesh b'sakana. And since he's a chayel sheyesh b'sakana, we do whatever we need to do. So we're allowed to warm up water, we're allowed to do whatever we need. Here we're talking about it took place before the bris. The Ramban, however, disagrees. The Ramban says that we're speaking about a situation that the water that they needed for before the bris spilled out. Because if the water that spilled out is the water from after the bris, so it says certainly we could do whatever we need to do. After the bris, the child is a chayel sheyesh b'sakana. And we're therefore speaking about the water that spilled out from before the bris. The Rizal explains that all the water spilled out, there's no water available, and if they couldn't bring hot water, then as we said before, we would just postpone the bris. So Rava said, bring water from my home. Because Rava was under the impression that they had prepared for in his home a proper Erev, and therefore the water can be carried with Eruv HaTzeris. Amalei Abaye. So Abaye said to Rava, how are you making such a suggestion? V'loi Arvinon. We didn't make an Eruv HaTzeris. Amalei. So Rava said to Abaye, if we didn't make an Eruv HaTzeris, Nismach Ashitov. And this goes back to a concept that we've discussed previously in our Shiurim. That technically, if you have a number of HaTzeris opening to a mavi, and shittuf mavaz had been made amongst all of these chatzeris opening to the mavi, there would be no reason to also have to make a ruva chatzeris, because the shittuf mavaz encompasses already the area that the ruva chatzeris would encompass. The only reason to make Shtufim Avoyas, as we explained under those circumstances, is Kudai Shloi Tishtakach Teres Erev. It will only have Shtufim Avoyas, and we won't have Aruvi Chatzeres. People will forget that there's a concept of Aruvi Chatzeres. Because that's the only reason we need to do so, under these circumstances, Rabbi was suggesting we could rely on the Aruvi Chatzeres, on the Shtufim Avoyas. Amalei, to which Abaye said to him, Haloi Shatfinon, we didn't make Shtufim Avos either, so we can't rely on that either. Says the Gemara, So he told him, let's ask a Nachri to bring the hot water. And since the only issa here is a mirlah, Nachri, as we will get now into the sugya, perhaps it would be permissible. Om Rabbaya, boy l'suv l'mar. I wanted to ask a question to Rava on what he had just paskined, that we could rely on a Nachri. However, v'lo shafkin Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef did not allow me to ask the question, because d'omer Rav Yosef, omer Rav Kahana, ki avina bei Rav Yehuda, when we learned in the yeshiva of Yehuda, have omelon, who would teach us. Bid raisa, when there's a question involving an issa de raisa, and somebody has a question, masvinun to yufta, first we ask questions, and if we're able to reconcile the question, then v'hada avdina maisa, we do according to the halacha that we know we just said. However, when the issue is a derabbanan, which clearly here is an issa derabbanan, a miral nachri, asking an akum to do malach on Shabbos is only issa derabbanan. So what we do is avdina to yufta. First, we do as we are told, v'hada masvina to yufta, and then we start to ask questions. And therefore, first, we should allow the Akum to bring what he has to bring, and then afterwards we'll ask questions. Of course, the Goyim Yaakov points out that that's only in a situation where the facts are clear. The only question is, what is the halacha? So when the facts are clear and there's only a question, what is the halacha? So when it's a derabbanan, we first do what we are told to do and then we ask questions. But if there's a lack of clarity in the metzias, in the reality of what's happening, there everybody agrees that we have to clarify the fact. So based on this Gemara, the Nesivus says that we see from here that if somebody violates an issa derabbanan, b'shogeg, he doesn't require a kapara. Because if it would be considered that he did an aveira, how can we allow him just to follow the psak that he got, even though the psak may be wrong? He's being over an aveira. It must be, since it's only an issa derabbanan, so since it's only an issa derabbanan, we could be more lenient and follow the psak that we got, even though we have a question. And the Shari Yosher explains, because he says there's a very fundamental difference, Rav Shimon Shkop explains, there's a very fundamental difference between an issa deraisa and issa derabbanan. An issa deraisa, he says, is an issa cheftza, the actual item is also. An issa derabbanan is an issa gavra. Chazal told this person not to do this. And therefore, says Rav Shimon, the rabbanan only told the person not to do it under certain circumstances. These are not the circumstances where the Rabbanan said it's Asr. That's the way Rav Shimon explains the Gemara. I saw Rav Chanan explains, why are we obligated to follow whatever the Rabbanan say? We're obligated to follow whatever the Rabbanan say because the Torah says, L'sosum anadovah she'yegid l'cha yomin u'smol. So says Rav Chanan, when did the Torah say that? Only when you didn't get a psak differently from a Rav. But if a Rav told you, do what you're allowed to do, so now you're doing what the Rav told you is not the opposite of Lo Sosser, it's actually following what Rabbanim told you, and therefore when it's inside the Rabbanon, we do what we're told, and we don't start asking questions. However, the Shal Tshuvas Ein Yitzchak Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan, based on Radvaz, disagrees. He says, our Gemara is referring to a situation. When our Gemara says Avdina Mais Vahadim Svina to Yufta, it's when Rava had no question and Abaya wasn't going to argue on Rava. So therefore, he was only going to ask a question. But in a situation where you know what you're being told is wrong, even though it only involves an issa derabbanan, of course the halacha is you have to follow what you have to follow, you have to ask questions and not just violate a rabbanan. Lebasahachi, after they did what they followed Rava's psak, where Rava told them to ask Nochri to bring the water, Now, Amali, the Basach Amali, Ma Basles Filamar, what did you want to ask? Amri, so I said, Amrile, the Tanya Hazor. The halacha is that there's an issa to do Hazor on Shabbos. If somebody's Tamei, we're not allowed to do Hazor. And the main reason, that's the reason we're going to learn our Gemara with, is because Chazal were concerned, Shemi Yavarena Arba Amos Brishus Rabbim. Chazal were concerned that you may come to carry, if we allow you to do Hazor on Shabbos, you may come to carry that water on Shabbos. So the Tanya, the Issa to do Hazor on Shabbos is the Rabbanon. Vamir al-Nachri, and asking an Akam to do Melocha on our behalf is the Rabbanon. Ma Hazor, so just like the Issa to do Hazor on Shabbos is the Issa the Rabbanon, Veina Doiches Shabbos, Shvus, it's an Issa Rabbanon, and we're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. Af Amir al-Nachri, so too that I assume that Amir al-Nachri is a Shvus, and Veina Doiches Shabbos. That's why I said I didn't understand when you told me that I'm allowed to ask a Nachri to bring the hot water. Amali, so Rav Yosef says to him, L'shanilach, there are different types of the Rabbanans. The Shanilach, Ben is ben shvus, this ben maisa, where the guy is being over an issa deraisa. The shvus the last ben maisa, where the akum is not being over an issa rabbanon. The mar le omel nachri zel oichim. He didn't ask the akum to warm the water. He asked him to carry the water in the chotzer where there is no eruv chatzeris. And of course, as we're learning in this entire masechta, the requirement to make an eruv chatzeris is only an issa derabbanon, and since the requirement to make an issa to make a eruv chatzeris is only derabbanon, that's when amir la'akum is mutter. So there's a fundamental machlokes rishonim how to learn pshat in this gemara. The Hilchos Gedolos says there's a nafkamina between if there's a tzarich mitzvah. Whereas when there is no tzarech mitzvah, it's not mutter. The Rif's opinion is between the issa amir l'nachri. So what we're saying is there's a nafgamina if there's a mitzvah involved or not. Another pshat, which is the pshat of the Rif. The pshat of the Rif is that all the rabbonons may not be violated. We have to be very careful in not violating the rabbonon. However, there's a difference between the Issa Amir al-Nachri and the Issa of all other Drabonon. All other Drabonons, I am, if a Yisrael is violating Drabonon, so I myself, I'm doing the Issa Drabonon. Here, it's not that I myself am doing the Issa Drabonon. The Issa Drabonon is being done by someone, the Issa Drabonon is being done by the Akum. So there's a difference between when a Jew is violating the Issa Drabbanon versus an Akam. And the other pshat, as I said, which is the Rashba's pshat, is that there's a difference between where the Raisa is being violated versus where the Drabbanon is being violated. In our Gemara, but the Akam carrying the water, it's only involving an Issa Drabbanon being violated. So we have this Machlokes Rishonim. According to the Itur, Amir la'akum is mutun Shabbos l'tzoruch mitzvah, even if it means that the akum is going to do an issa deraisa. According to the Rabbanon, you're only allowed to ask. According to the Rambam, you're only allowed to ask an akum to do malach on Shabbos l'tzoruch mitzvah if it involves being over an issa derabbanon. The opinion of the Ramban and Tosfos is, you're not allowed to ask an Akam to do any Isra on Shabbos L'Tzorich Mitzvah. The only exception is the example of our Gemara, L'Tzorich Mitzvah, L'Tzorich Mila. And even in L'Tzorich Mira, there's a Machloikus Rishonim. The Bahag says that we're allowed to ask an Akam to do even an Isra D'Raisa with a Maisa, L'Tzorich Mila. Rabbeinu Yonah says we're allowed to ask an akum to do even an issa deraisa tzarech mila, but doesn't when it doesn't change an object. That means if we're asking the akum to carry the baby, even where it involves carrying a baby through Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, we haven't made a physical change. And we've learned, when we learned the Sefer Shabbos, in Hilchos Shabbos, when you make a physical change to something, it's much more significant than when you don't make a physical change. So asking the Akum to carry the baby is not making a physical change, and therefore we could be more lenient. Asking the Akum to make a knife, for example, would be Osir. And according to the Rif and the Rambam, we only can ask an Akum to violate an Issa D'Rabbanon in order to do a Bris Milah, but an Issa D'Raisa cannot be asked. The Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Haim Simon Shin Zayin Sef Hei, Paskins like the Rambam, that you're allowed to ask an Akum to do something L'Tzorich Choyli or L'Tzorich Mitzvah, when it only involves an Issa D'Rabbanon. However, the Shulchan Aruch brings a Yesh Oimrim, which is the opinion of the Ramban and Tosfos, that Amir al-Akum is not mutter, even with Issa D'Rabbanon, if it's not L'Tzorich Mila. The Ramah in Simon Reish Ayvav Sif Beis quotes the opinion of the Baal Iter, that we're allowed to ask an Akum to do a Malacha D'Raisa for Tzorich Mitzvah, and therefore the Ramah says we could ask an Akum to put on a candle L'Tzorich Suda Shabbos. But the Ramah himself says, Yesh lahachma b'makom she'ein tzarech gadol, we should try to be machma unless there's a tzarech gadol, because he says, Rav ha'poiskim, most Rishonim, as we just learned, disagree. The Magen Avraham in Simen Shin Lamed Aleph, Sif Katan Hay, says, by tzarech mila, since we just learned so many opinions of the Rishonim that are lenient by tzarech mila, that there we could allow a Amir al-Akum by Deraisa. Otherwise, we have no right to be makel on Amir al-Akum, certainly not on Issa Deraisa, but even by an Issa D'Rabbanan. It's also important to point out that the Shalos HaTshuvos HaRashba in Chelek Aleph Simen Reish Tzadik Vav says that when it comes to these halachas of Amir al-Akum, we have to be particularly sensitive. And we can't just say, because we see in one Gemara, Chazal, in one place Chazal were Mekel, we could be Mekel in other places. Every situation has to be viewed independently. Amalei Rabbi Baruchanan Labaya, Mavar de Isbe Trey Gavri Rabbi Krabonan. So he asked him, here we had a Mavi that had such two great personalities, Abaya and Rava. Loi lehevebe, loi erev, loi shittif. There was no erev and shittif here, that we had this problem. Omle. So Abaya said, man, neved. Who should exactly make the erev that was saying that there was a problem? Mar, if we would have expected Rava to make the erev, lav orche. It's not appropriate that a Rava should go around, how do we make an erev of chatzeris? That everybody donates a piece of bread. It's not appropriate that Erev, that Rava should have to go collecting bread. And I saw that there's some Rishonim to explain that it's not just that it's not appropriate that he should go around collecting bread. Because as we've learned many times, an Erev could be made by one person donating, being mezaka, everybody, the bread for everybody else. So if Rabbi didn't want to make it Erev, he could have just been Zochel on the Shleifonov. So the Rishonim explained that obviously Rabbi was such a busy individual that he was, you'll say he didn't have the ability. Rosh Yeshiva, Rabbi was Rosh Yeshiva, was always a person who had the financial ability. We have to say that the Rishonim, I saw that Rabbeinu Yonason explains this, that he was so busy that he didn't have a moment available to go around to even do that. I'm very busy with my learning. I don't have time to go around collecting the bread for an Erev. Venu and the other people in the Mavi, like Mashbichi, they weren't so learned, they weren't so scrupulous to make sure there should be an Erev in this neighborhood. But what we see from this Gemara, Ritva says, From here we see that it's not appropriate l'tzuvim rabbanon for Talmud Chacham to live in a place where there is no Erev. And only because it was a very unique situation, that's why, as the Gemara is explaining, there was no Erev in this neighborhood. And the Mordechai says, Ashram Mikan, the mitzvah rabba l'arev. It's a big mitzvah to make an Erev. The Tame rabba ikka. And there's a good reason for every neighborhood to have an Erev. The Leilei Seil Adei Asura Lafuke L'Yituyuli Mibatam L'Chatzeres. To avoid somebody carrying on Shabbos. And the Tashbats, in the Shalos Teshuvos Tashbats, Chelek Beis Simel Lamed Zayin, says that there was somebody that wrote him a Shaila, that maybe making an Erev just the opposite is a Chashash Aveira, because really, as we've been learning throughout the Masechta, one should not carry from a more private Rishus Yochid to a more public Rishus Yochid without an Erev. And maybe, therefore, the person who wrote the Shaila to the Tashbats suggests that making an Erev is sort of a shortcut. It's a loop cut. It's a loophole that should be avoided if at all possible. And the Tashbats takes just the opposite approach. He uses very strong words. He says, chas v'chalila, taking such an approach that we should avoid making an Erev is the wrong approach. And he uses our Gemara as the raya, because he says how there was a question to Abaye and Rava, why was there no Erev in your neighborhood? And I saw that the Tshuvas HaGoinim also writes to a city, Tama G'doyla Timanu B'Dovazeh. We don't understand. Chachom G'doylem Shekamoyschem, you're such great Talmid Chachomim. Bali Torah, you're Talmid Chachomim, Medagdikim B'dvar Halacha, and you're careful in all areas of Halacha. I don't understand. Iyatam Ma'arvim Eruv HaChatzeris. If you didn't, why don't you make Eruv HaChatzeris? That was the question that was asked of them. And I saw that the Chassam Sofer, in the Shalos Teshuvos Chassam Sofer, Oyre Chaim Simen Tzadik Tes, says that he was asked, is it appropriate that every city should have an Erev? And he says, Dovazeh Einet Tzorach Lefnim Ularaya. He says, it's really not a question that requires any proof. From an Asechel, it's something that's obvious, and it's clear in the Divrei Chazal, anybody who is intelligent recognizes you can't properly watch all your family members b'chol yom Shabbos for the entire duration of Shabbos, that they won't accidentally carry out different objects on Shabbos, the kamitzar v'doicha yizblag dolem and nesgorim, and therefore, he says that certainly one should try to make an erev. And in fact, he continues by quoting the Gemara we learned earlier in our Masechta Daf Chaf Aleph on the Beis, that the Gemara says b'shor shetikin shloime erevim v'tilas yadayim. When Shloime instituted the Erev in Tilas Yadayim, Yotso Baskov Omra, B'ni Im Chacham Lipcha Yitzchach Libi Gamani. What was the Simcha? The Simcha was that here we have a way of preventing somebody from carrying on Shabbos Chas V'Shalom when he may not carry. And of course, that's why he ends off by saying that when one makes an Erev Chatzeris, the Aloch is that he should make a bracha. And the Bi'ah Halacha, in fact, says that even somebody who normally doesn't really get involved in doing things and working, but when it comes to making an Erev, unless he's preoccupied with other Dvar Mitzvah, he should make an Erev. V'akten le'pita b'sala. So now, they asked Abaya, so why don't you make an Erev? And what you could do is, when you make the Erev, is say that the bread that's in the basket that I have at home, I'm being mezakeh for everyone else, says the Gemara. Kivin di boile minoy. Rabbi Aya said that wouldn't be a legitimate making of Erev. Because the halacha of Erev Chatzeris is that all of us that live in the Chatzer participate in the Erev. We all participate in the Erev, that means the bread is ours. We could technically eat that bread. But I can't afford, said Abaya, to give up the bread. If I was asked for this bread, I don't have the ability to give away this bread, and therefore the batel shituf, the Erev or the shituf of mevoyos, would fall apart. The Tanya, as the Brisa teaches us, Echav b'nei mavi shebigish miyayin v'shemen, if somebody from the mavi wants to take the wine or the oil that was used for the Erev, v'loy nosna loy, and he refuses to give it to him, batel shituf, there's no shituf, and therefore I couldn't be mezaka from my food for everyone else. Ask the Gemara, as we've learned earlier, what is the shear of the shittif? The shear of the shittif is the amount of food you need of any food item for two meals. So yes, to give bread, to give away that amount of bread, Abai wasn't able to. But he had, certainly he said, a pitcher of vinegar at home. And the amount of vinegar you need for two meals is not really very significant. So Nikolumar, revius of the chalta b'chavita, you need a revius of vinegar, and that should be what he should designate for the Erev. Answers Abaya, Tanya, we learned in a braisa, a mishtatzim b'oitzer. Food that's in a warehouse, in a storehouse, cannot be used for an Erev. Why? Because what should have Abaya said? I have this pitcher of vinegar in the warehouse, and that pitcher of vinegar, two revius of it is what's being put for the Erev. But he didn't designate a specific revius, and if he didn't designate a specific revius, when we're going to want to rely on it, we're going to have to rely on Breira. And the halacha is that we don't rely on we can't rely on Breira by an Erev. Ask the Gemara, for Tanya, we learned a different Breisa, Mishtatfin, that we can rely on something that's in the warehouse, in the pantry, because we can rely on Breira. Answers the Gemara, Amar Vayishi Eloi Kasha. Habe Shammai, the opinion that held that you can't represents the opinion of Beis Shammai, for her, an opinion that says you may, because Beis Shammai holds Ein Breira, and the opinion that says you can represents the opinion of Beis Hillel. Where do we find this? The Tanan. Hameis Bebayis. If Rechman Tzlan in the home, there's a person that passed away. V'loi Psochem Harbe. And there are many openings, there are many doors to this home. They're all locked. And we don't know which will be the exit through which they will take out the mace. Kulan, all of those exits, it's not the exit, it's any kalim that are under those exits, are tameim. Because since the mace will certainly be taken out through one of those exits, and we don't know which one is that exit, we treat all of the exits as they are tameim. Rashi says that this din is not a din with a tam. It's not a halacha with a reason. It's halacha l'moshe m'sinai. And that's the opinion of many other Rishonim. There are Rishonim, however, that learn that it's a derabbanan. It's a gzeir derabbanan. Niftach echemahem. If one of the closed doors was open, hu tamei, any kalim that are under that entranceway are tamei, v'kuran tahirim. All the other entranceways are tar, because we could be certain that they're going to carry the mace out of the open door. Why should they carry the mace out of the closed door? Chishev letzia be'echmehem, if it was decided that they're going to take the mace out of one of the doors, oy b'chalon sheyesh b'arba al arba, or it was decided that they're going to take it out of the through a window that has arba tfachim arba tfachim. If it's smaller than Arba Tfachim, then it wouldn't work. For as Rashi explains, if it's Arba Tfachim, Arba Tfachim, then it's large enough. Other Okay, otherwise, it's too small to take the mace out of such a small window. However, I did see that the Pais can point out that, let's say, the mace was a baby, Rachman al-Slan, who could fit through a small window, then the shear of the Al-Tfachim isn't essential. So if they decided to take the mace through one of those windows, or that window or that door, then Matzah's Kol Psachim Kulan, all the other doorways and all the other windows are not a problem anymore. B'Sham, I say, when is that effective? Before the mace passed away, we already knew that that's the door that they always take the mace through. But if after the mace passed away, then you want to be retroactively saying that that's the door that was always intended, and any kalim that were under any other doorways are not tamei, we can't say it. Beis Hillel say, af mishyom samais. We could say this even after the mace was nifter. Rashi explains that when Beis Shammai says that a machshava after the mace passed away is too little, too late, it says Rashi, not only is it too little, too late for kalim that are under all the entrance and exits of the house, even a keli that's brought, the mace was nifter. So when the mace was nifter, I didn't have a decision through which doorway we're taking out. So all the doorways are tamei. Now there was a decision made that the mace is going to be taken out through a certain door. So Beis Shammai says, that can't help you for what was there from before. But maybe at least it could help you for anything that's brought to any doorway now. Because I know that now the mace is going to be carried out through a certain door. Says Rashi, no. Rashi says that once this doorway became tamei, until the mace is actually removed from the home, anything that's brought at any point to that doorway will be tamei. Not everybody agrees with Rashi. You could rely on Breira Lemafreya, that this was the door that we intended. And certainly, the halacha would be, not if you just made a decision, but if you opened the door, as we mentioned a moment ago, the halacha is that that's proof that that was the door that was always meant, and every other door is not a problem. So, of course, the question here is, the Gemara asked that Abaya should have designated some vinegar that he had at home. The revius of vinegar that he had in the pantry should be the Erev. So the Gemara said that that would be a problem according to Beis Shammai, who doesn't hold a Breira. But Beis Hillel does hold a Breira. So how did Abaya follow the opinion of Beis Shammai versus the opinion of Beis Hillel? So Tosfos the Rei Maskil Tanya, that this machlokes of Yesh Breira, Ein Breira, is not just a machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. There are other Tanoim that argue over this subject, and there are other Tanoim that hold Ein Breira, and Abaya was following the opinion of those Tanoim. And then Tosfos goes a step further. He says, even if we'll say that Beis Hillel subscribes to Breira, he says Beis Hillel's subscription to Breira will only be something that we spoke about a moment ago for kalim that are going to be brought there in the future. But if kalim that are going to be that were there before you made that decision, even Beis Hillel will say that those kalim remain tamei. If we subscribe to Breira, so it becomes retroactively clear that that was never something that was meant to be tamei. Still, we see that we don't say Breira under those circumstances. So here we see that any entranceway, exitway through which the mace will be taken, the halacha is that that is tamei. There's an incredible Ramah. The Ramah says in Yeridei Simen Shin Ayin Aleph Sif Dalet, "Ukein yesh machmirim l'kahanim." There are those that are machmir kahanim leilach derech shar ir shesoyf hamace lotus sham. Apparently, in those days, the city had had a wall around it with an exit. And if they always used to take the niftarim when they took them to the Beis HaKfaris through a certain exit, and he says Kehanim should never walk through that exit. V'yesh matirim, v'amekaloi hifsid. But Ramah says, there you should be machmer. It's interesting, the Mabit quotes the Ramah. He disagrees with Ramah. He says, you can't say that an entranceway to a city is considered an entranceway designated for a mace when I don't have a mace here. But he says there's another reason. He says there was a minig in Tzfas that they always took Neftarim to the Levaya through a certain shar, and Kahanim never walked through that shar. And the reason is that Kahanim never walked through that shar because you never know if there's going to be a mace when the Kohen is walking there, and he may end up being metame to a mace. Rabbi Kiv Egan, the Shas Tshuvas, Rabbi Kiv Egan, Chelik Beis, Simen Yudches, says that we could follow the opinion of the Mabit. We don't have to take the Chumra of the Ramah. They never walk through a gate which they take the Neftarim through. But he does say that if a Kohen knows that there's a certain road, a certain path that they always take the Neftarim on, that, again, in our world, it's not that common, but apparently in that world, it was much more common. That's a road that a Kohen should avoid, he says. Says the Gemara, Hu Yenuka, the Shtapi Chamimi. There was, again, this child that they had to have a bris milah, and they needed the water, and the water got spilled out, and they wanted to be able to get water. So Rava said, in my chotzer, there is water available. And the bris was going to take place in the neighboring chotzer, but they had not made a eruv chatzeris between these two chatzeris. Amalei Rava, so Rava told his family, Panali money mi bei gavri li bei noshi. The way Rava's home was constructed, there were rooms for the men and rooms for the women. The rooms for the men were next to the chotzer. The rooms for the women were further back, far from the chotzer. So Rava said, what I'm going to do is I'm going to be mevatel rishus, and now, therefore, you could carry for one chotzer to the chotzer. I'm going to now go into the back room to the bein nashi, the ezel, the ace of hosom, and I'll sit there, mevatel loy chotzer, and then I'm mevatel rishus in my chotzer. Amalei Ravina le Rava. So Ravina asked Rava, how could this be a good advice? We've learned in a sugya on just the other day on Das Samach Vav, that even though we've learned that if somebody did not participate in the Erev, you could do Bittel Rishos. That's only if you didn't participate in the Erev in the Chotzer in which you live. But you can't do Bittel Rishos from one Chotzer to another Chotzer. Amalei. So Rava responded to Ravina, I'm not Rabbi Yochanan's really, I hold like Rabbi Yochanan, Dama, Yesh Bittel Rishos, Michotzer L'Chotzer, Bittel Rishos can be done from one Chotzer to another Chotzer. Ask them, Rabbi, like Savalai, Ma'ak Shmuel, if you don't agree with Shmuel's opinion, Nesav B'Abeduchtei, why do you have to move into the back rooms? Stay in the room which is your room, V'Nevatel L'Du, and be Mevatel Rishos, to the people in the other chotzer. And then, after they are you worried that if you're going to be in that room, you may now come to carry out to the chotzer, which is right next to that room, and you're not allowed to carry out to that chotzer because you're vatel rishus? What we'll do is, after the bittel rishus takes place, and they'll take hot water from your home to bring to the other chotzer for the bris, v'natel inu v'natel elamar. Then these people will be vatel their rishus back to you. Domarav, because Rav, and we're going to speak about this in the coming shiurim, holds mevatlin, you could do bittel rishus to accomplish whatever you need to do. For chayzer mevatlin, and then they can be mevatl the bittel rishus. So therefore, just do the bittel rishus for a couple of moments, and by doing the couple of rishus for a couple of moments, then we'll have no problem. Said Rava, and no b'hok shmiras relay. In this question of mevatlin, chayzer mevatlin, here I agree with Shmuel. That holds a mevatlin chayz mevatlin. So therefore, that's not an option. And therefore, in order to avoid chas v'shalom, me carrying now out to the chotzer, which has mevatl reshusin, and I can't carry to under Shabbos, I'm going to move away from that chotzer, move into the inner room of my home. Ask the Gemara, how could you agree with Shmuel in one question, in the question of Mevatel V'Chayzel, that you're not allowed to do it, and not agree with Shmuel about Mitl Rishus Mechatzer Mechatzer? Ask Ravina, V'Lav Chodah Tamahu, don't these two halachas travel together? My Tama, because why did Shmuel say Ein Mevatel V'Chayzel Mevatel, V'Lav Mishum, the Kivin the Batel Rishus, say? Because once you do Mitl Rishus, it's Takalei, it creates as if you're not here. And therefore, what does that mean? You're considered like somebody from a different chotzer. And the aloch is, ein bittel rishus, mechotzer lechotzer. And that's why, since I'm not here, doing bittel rishus will be considered a violation of bittel rishus, mechotzer lechotzer. So if you're obviously agreeing with Shmuel, because you're holding that you can't do bittel after you did bittel, so you shouldn't have be allowed to do bittel in the first place, because it's ma namin loy levatel, because it involves bittel rishus, mechatzel lechatzer. Answers the Gemara, that wasn't Rava's reasoning. Rava's reasoning why ein mevatel v'chayz mevatlin is not, in other words, the way the Ritva explains. He agreed with Shmuel's halacha, but he didn't agree with Shmuel's reasoning. Shmuel's reasoning, as we just said, is connected to his psak of ein bittel rishus mechatzel lechatzer. Rava doesn't have a problem with bittel rishus mechatzel lechatzer. Rava's issue was because haynu tamek keich de leila have a milsad rabbanon kechuk v'telula. They were concerned. First, I'll do bittel, then they do bittel, and people are going to look at the rabbanons in as a joke, and that's why he didn't want to do it. Gufa. So we go into this question. Rav Amar, Mevatlin, Choyz Mevatlin, Shmuel Amar, Ein Mevatlin, Choyz Mevatlin. Suggest the Gemara, Leimer, Rav Shmuel, this machloikus, is really we plucked the Rabbanu Rabbi Elazar Kamifki. Because we're going to have a machloikus. When somebody's Mevatl Rishus Beisoy, if somebody's Mevatl Rishus Chatzair is also Mevatl Rishus Beisoy. The Rav the Amar, Rav who holds Mevatlin, the Choyzer Mevatlin, follows the opinion of the Rabbanan, that if you do Bittel Rishus on your Chotzer, your house is not automatically included. Because there are people that have homes without Chatzeris. And since he still has Rishus in his bias, so he's an active participant here, and that's why he could do Bittel again. Shmuel, on the other hand, holds like a Belezer, that I'm a Mevatlin Rishus Chatzeroy is also Mevatel Rishus Beisoy. As Mevatel Rishus Chatzeroy and Beisoy, that's why he has no more rights here to do Bittel. Anuach Rav, says Rav, the two Mechloikas aren't connected. Anad Amri Afilu Rebbe Lezer. I could agree with Rebbe Lezer. At Kanlar Kam Rebbe Lezer Hossam, when did Rebbe Lezer say Mevatel Rishus Chatzeroy Rishus Beisoy Bittel? That I'm Mevatel Rishus Chatzeroy, I also Mevatel Rishus Beisoy. Mishun the bias below Chatzeroy Dair Inchi. In those days, everybody lived with the chotzer and the bayis. They were together. So if you're mevatel rishus chatzeroy, Rebbe Lezer holds, I certainly was mevatel rishus beisoy also. In the situation that it should be considered as if I'm not here altogether, Rebbe Lezer miomar never went that far. Shmuel amar not amar filo rabbonin. At kan rabbonin rechosom el dem bar the bottle. He was mevatel rishus chatzeroy. My the loy bottle, and he wasn't mevatel rishus beisoy, and I can't automatically say the rabbanon assume that just because he was mevatel rishus chatzeroy, he was also mevatel rishus beisoy. I'm a my the bottle, but the rishus chatzeroy from which he was bottle is talik legamri. He completely removes himself, and because he completely removes himself, he has no right to do bittel here anymore. Amarav achab achon amarav sheshes. Perhaps we could say that this machloikis, if you could do bittel rishus, mevatel v'chayz mevatlin, Rav says you may, Shmuel says you may not, is actually a different machloikis tanoim. Mi shnosen rishusoy, if somebody was mevatel rishus, hoitzi, and then after he did bittel rishus, because once you do bittel rishus, so you're not a member of the schat here. If you're not a member here, then you're not allowed to carry, we're going to learn, from your house to the chotzer. And now, this person who did bittel, hoitzi bein b'shoig bein b'mezid, if he did carry something out from his home, oiser, he showed that he's reversing the bittel. Divrei Rameyer. If you did it b'mezer, it clearly indicates a reversal of the bittel. B'shogig ain oyser, but if you did it b'shogig, it's not representing a reversal of the bittel. My lab, b'hokamuski, what's the machloikus? The mass of a Rameya holds, v'atlam v'chozim v'atlam. And therefore, whether you carried out b'shogig or whether you carried out b'mezer, that's a reversal of the bittel. Umar, Rabbi Yehuda holds, ein v'atlam v'chozim v'atlam. And therefore, if you only carry out b'shogig, it's not considered a reversal of the bittel. Says the Gemara, "Amar Rav Achba Tachlifim Shmei the Rava Loi." It could be that everybody holds Eim Vatam Chozim Ratlam. Because the Machloikus here is Shogig Otam Mezik Kamefki. Mar Sover Rameya holds Contra Shogig Otam Mezik. When somebody did it by Mezik, he certainly reversed himself. And Rameya holds that even if you did it by Shogig, we want to be make a Knas. We want to be careful that to avoid when you did a b'mezid. Or masava loy konsu. Ravashi ama ravishmu beplukta ravelazer ravelazer kamifki. Gemara brings the opinion of Ravashi that the machloikus of Rav and Shmuel is actually the machloikus of what we said, ravelazer and rabbanon. Shmuel holds like ravelazer that somebody who is mevatel shus takes himself out completely from here, and because he takes himself completely out from here, that's why we could be more lenient, and he was more machmer. Amar Shimon Gamliel, Amar Gamliel says the Gemara, Ma'aseh b'tzedakah echad. There was a story with a certain tzedakah that lived with us in the same mavon Yerushalayim, and my father told us take everything out that it was mevatel rishus, and the mitzvah was a matter of rishus, and he told them that they should do whatever they need to do in the chotzer before the tzedakah reverses himself. Ask the Gemara, tzedakah man t'chashmai. Who spoke about a tzedakah? Says the Gemara, ha'chassur mech zvach ketani. Tzedakah arei k'nachri. The tzedakah is like a nachri, and the only option available is schiris rishus. And Gamliel oimet tzedakah eni k'nachri. V'am Rab Gamliel, there was a story with a tzedaki that lived with us in Yerushalayim. V'amalanu Abba, and our father told us, "Mar v'hoytzias a kelim, quickly take out the kelim of Mavi, achla yoytzi v'yaser aleichem, before he does anything to reverse that." Asked the Marvada v'tanya, haven't we learned in a brisa, hadar imanachri mitzedaki besusi harei oyla oysrim alav? Until you do schiris rishus, that so we see from here that a tzedakah has a din like an akum and bittel rishus is not an option. And the Gemara continues: a ma'aseh b'tzedakah echad shayadarim marim gamliel b'mavi yushlayim v'amar elam gamliel bana bana b'har v'tzuy mashat ma'itzim. Quickly take out what you want to take out. V'chnisim mashat v'chnisim, bring whatever you have to bring. Achlo yotzi atayv azeh, before the tzedakah takes his things out to the mavi v'yasa alechem. He says different. So the first opinion holds that a tzedakah can do bittel rishus, and the second opinion holds that the tzedakah can't do bittel rishus, and therefore whatever you need to do, you have to do before Shabbos begins.